Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Dublin City Council will tonight discuss why proposals to change the name of Herzog Park in South Dublin should not now be voted on. Last night, Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, Richard Shakespeare, wrote to councillors saying the proposal to rename the park, which is called after a former Israeli president, Chaim Herzog, should be withdrawn because of an administrative error. He said the proposal didn't inform councillors that changes to local government laws in 2019 mean the procedure for changing a place name are not yet in place. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by our reporter, Una Kelly. Una, good evening to you. You've been speaking to the councillors, some of them anyway, about this.
Yes, Colm. I've been speaking to some of the councillors who are members of the Commemorations and Naming Committee of Dublin City Council. Now, that committee had proposed removing Chaim Herzog's name from Herzog Park in Rathgar in Dublin. And the report from that committee was due to come before a Dublin City Council meeting tonight. But as you said, last night, the Chief Executive of the Council, Richard Shakespeare, wrote to councillors saying it should be withdrawn from the agenda because of an administrative error. He said the proposal did not inform councillors that changes to local government laws in 2019 mean the procedures for changing a place name aren't in place yet.
Okay, so what are those changes? Talk us through them.
Those changes have removed the power of local authorities to change a place name without a public consultation and a secret ballot, but the regulations that govern those secret ballots have never been put in place. Now, it's understood that the legal advice warning of this issue was in circulation within the council and that it was circulated again in recent days, but for reasons that aren't known, it wasn't passed on to the elected members. Now, tonight there is a full meeting of Dublin City Council at 6:15. It's expected the Lord Mayor, Ray McAdam, will state that the renaming of the park issue should not be on the agenda. And after speaking to some councillors, they say it's expected that this will be contested. Micheál McDonagh is a Sinn Féin councillor and a member of the naming committee. He said the Sinn Féin group will continue to support the renaming of the park.
I think it was inevitable. It was inevitable that the name of the former president of Israel, it was inevitable that that would be challenged. And so campaigners for Palestine came forward with a proposal to rename the park. And that was supported at the Commemorations and Naming Committee, of which I am a member. There was cross-party support for that, with only one dissenting voice from the Labour Party, and that councillor said that it was because he didn't support renaming in general. So Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Greens, Sinn Féin, the Independents were all represented there. I think that it's inappropriate that this name should remain on the park, and for that reason our group will support the renaming.
And that was Sinn Féin councillor Micheál McDonagh himself, a former Lord Mayor. Now, when the naming committee was originally discussing the issue, there was cross-party support for renaming of the park. Una, has that now changed?
Well, Colm, I tried to contact all the councillors who took part in that naming committee meeting. I didn't hear back from the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil councillors, but members of the independent group, People Before Profit and Sinn Féin, say they will continue to support the renaming of the park. The Labour member Dermot Lacey said today that he doesn't support the concept of renaming in general, as he doesn't believe in rewriting our history. Now, the chair of the naming committee is Green Party councillor Donna Cooney. She told me there are mixed views within the Green group, and she herself can see both sides.
Well, as chair, I think I need to be sort of fairly neutral because I'll need to take on board everybody's views. I can see both points of view. Bennett has historical significance. There is a connection with Dublin, and I can see how people feel connected to that come from the Jewish community. So I can see both sides. You know, I would be completely apparent. I go out on, you know, the marches and support and solidarity with Palestine. I've had my own motion in relation to the central bank and that. But I just feel like it's become a very divisive, and I think that divisiveness is not a good thing and polarisation is not a good thing. I think we can find a better way. I think that it needs to come back, and we need to look at what way this is done, and, you know, and what way it should be done in future. I probably haven't quite made up my mind now, because I'm still haven't even read through all the emails, and I'm reading through, and, you know, I think I should really listen to different viewpoints. And coming from the Green Party, we tend to be a sort of a party that tries to make decisions by consensus and tries to be conscious of diversity and different people's viewpoints. And I'd like us to reach something that isn't as divisive.
Green Party Councillor Donna Cooney there. She's chair of the Commemorations and Naming Committee. And we're expecting, is it, Una, an emergency motion from the Independence group tonight?
Yes, the Lord Mayor Ray McAdam said he's likely to allow an emergency motion by the Independent group on the council. That emergency motion condemns what they say was the unprecedented interference in the democratic process and reserve functions of the council by Taoiseach Micheál Martin. That emergency motion also requests a report into any communication by the office of the Taoiseach with the chief executive of the council on this issue, and condemns the suggestion that the motion to change the name of the park is anti-Semitic. Micheál Martin, meanwhile, had called for the proposal to be withdrawn, saying such a move would erase the distinctive and rich contribution to Irish life of the Jewish community over many decades, including actual participation in the Irish War of Independence and the emerging state.
Okay, Una, thanks very much for bringing us that. Una Kelly there, our reporter.
Now, we are also joined in studio by Shay Brennan, Fianna Fáil TD and member of the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee. What's after happening here, Shay?
Good evening, Katie. Look, no decision is going to be taken this evening due to a technicality, as we heard in that report there. I think the proposal is a step too far. I think it's overzealous. I think it crosses a line by conflating our legitimate outrage with the actions of the current Israeli government, with taking an unwarranted view on the wider Jewish community. And I think not only is that very hurtful to that community, but I think it's very misjudged by the proponents of this motion.
Well, the Fianna Fáil members of that committee didn't have an issue with it when this was discussed originally.
Well, to my knowledge now, as it currently stands, Fianna Fáil is unanimously opposed to this motion going through. And as I was saying there, look, if we cross the line into anti-Semitism, or more to the point, I don't believe the proponents of the motion are being anti-Semitic, but there could well be an international perception of anti-Semitism. And okay, look, so not only is that morally incorrect, but and this is important, it undermines Ireland's credibility and all of the very good and strong efforts we've been making in legitimately condemning Israel's actions in this current conflict.
Okay, and we'll get back to that in a moment. I just want to try and get to the bottom of how all of this came about. To your knowledge, did anyone from government contact Richard Shakespeare about this before he made his statement about issue with the legal?
The Taoiseach and many national politicians made comments on this, and as they're morally entitled to do so. But to my knowledge, there was no direct contact made.
And have the councillors been contacted by anybody from Fianna Fáil HQ and told that their original position on this was not acceptable?
Again, not to my knowledge, but having been a councillor for 10 years, I would highly doubt that that has occurred. Dublin City Council has its own rules, under the 2019 legislation, but it has rules to govern how civic amenities are named and renamed, and I would fully expect those rules to be followed.
So when Councillor Conor Reedy says it's pretty clear the Chief Executive and the management have caved into pressure from the Irish government and also from international pressure.
I think the management was being quite diligent, knowing that this item was coming up on tonight's meeting, as they always do for any items, particularly those that would normally be outside the business of council. They would typically look into that to dot the I's and cross the T's, and that's clearly where this was uncovered.
By stepping in at this point, though, is there a danger that you're legitimising those voices from the US? We heard Lindsey Graham out on this and Mick Huckabee. Are you legitimising the idea that this plan was anti-Semitic or had anti-Semitic undertones in the first place?
Yeah, the anti-Semitic aspect, or more to the point, the illusion or the appearance of anti-Semitism here is what genuinely concerns me. As I said, it's grossly unfair to the small Jewish community in Ireland, and that park in Rathgar there, that small park is beside a Jewish school and used by the children on a regular basis. It marginalises and it hurts that community. But in the wider international scene, it can certainly be perceived as being anti-Semitic. And as I was alluding to earlier on, That is going to call into question Ireland's legitimacy and credibility in all of the work that we've been doing to date in calling out the Israeli government.
Are you aware of any contacts directly with senior government figures here in relation to this?
I'm not.
It's your understanding that this was something that the Taoiseach took on and other figures took on off their own bat?
At the end of the day, it's a matter for Dublin City Council. However, it does affect Ireland's and Ireland's reputation internationally. And I think from that point of view, it's legitimate that national politicians step in and express their opinion here. And I have no problem with that.
So you kind of, there must have been a sigh of relief breathed though when this technical issue with the fact that, that this matter could not legally be put through now.
In essence,
was suddenly found at the last minute.
Yeah, I can see how you arrive at that conclusion. In essence, things have to be done by the book. There's a technical matter here that does have to be dealt with. That will push this down the road somewhat. But I would have full faith that the councillors on Dublin City Council would ultimately arrive at the correct and the moral opinion here.
Will this have implications for other possible renaming plans down the line? Is this going to be, if we draw a line under this now, in terms of revisiting historical names and questioning whether they should still be in place?
No, I don't think it does that. I think there's a legitimate debate brought to the fore here. And I and my colleagues have a strong opinion on one side of that. There are rules and regulations as to how renaming is to be carried out. And as we saw with the technical hitch, they do need to be ironed out, but they still remain legitimate.
OK, well, then from tonight, then we understand there will be an emergency motion brought forward. What would you like to see happening at Dublin City Council this evening?
I fully respect the right to bring forward that emergency motion. From what I heard in the UNIS package there, I think the mayor is going to allow that to be tabled. It beyond condemnation, it doesn't actually have any effect. So I don't think we need to be too focused on the outcome of that. However, I would certainly encourage the proponents of the initial motion to reflect deeply on this and consider bringing it or not bringing it to the table at a future time.
Do you think damage has been done already at this point?
It has to a certain extent. The fact that we don't ultimately go ahead and rename the park might be lost on some of Ireland's critics. And that we're in a very delicate international situation and that would concern me, yes.
And on a wider issue, anti-Semitism, is it a real issue, do you think, for the Jewish community in Ireland and Dublin right now?
It certainly is. As I said, the members of that community, they can feel marginalised and they can feel hurt by some of the actions, particularly when they look at comments being made on social media. We have to make a clear distinction between the Israeli governments and the Jewish community in Dublin who have no part in the ongoing conflict. And we need to just remind ourselves that we're an inclusive and diverse society and we need to be respectful of minorities.
OK, we'll leave that there then. Shay Brennan, Fianna Fáil TD and member of the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee, many thanks for coming into studio to us with that this evening.